Andy McCabe is going to be the center of a big fight now, that's for sure. Andy McCabe, the center of this big fight. But at CNN, no love lost, apparently. No love lost about Andy McCabe, the former deputy director and then acting director of the FBI. He is a CNN contributor now, as you know. CNN hiring these openly anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-conservative voices. And then it comes back to blow up in your face. I mean, how is it that CNN can hire these people that are so far beyond the pale? By the way, here's a quote from a current CNN personality off the record. It erodes our journalistic credibility to have so many highly anti-Trump former Obama DOJ security officials without a semblance of balance. Well, at least somebody at the network gets it. The fact that CNN's ratings continue to spiral into the toilet is because you know exactly what you get. What you get is not balanced coverage of anything. You get a steady diet of never Trump, anti-Trump, negative Trump, Trump is bad, and so on and so forth. But it's interesting, CNN, you spend all of this time talking about Donald Trump. You spend very little time talking about all the other Democrats combined. Now, you do yesterday and today because of a debate, but otherwise, on a normal day, you would spend all of your time talking about Donald Trump and how bad he is and how he's done this or that and make fun of him for anything you can imagine and try to turn anything into a controversy. And as a result, you give Donald Trump all of the airtime. All of the airtime goes to Donald Trump, and therefore you give nothing to the Democrats. So by default, you're advertising for Donald Trump. It's pretty simple stuff. And CNN just doesn't get it. They just don't get it. They just continue to go after it and after it and after it. Anyhow, McCabe now looking at the possibility, the real possibility of being charged criminally. And so the question for CNN today, do you keep him on staff? Do you keep him on staff? Another CNN personality telling a Fox News reporter Thursday that many liberal-leaning staffers feel McCabe is somewhat of a freedom fighter who was unfairly targeted by the Trump administration. This was transparent when CNN dispatched his top legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, to defend his friend, Andy McCabe, on air yesterday. Here's part of what Toobin said. Jeffrey Toobin, who is an anti-Trump stooge, who, you know, some of these folks, and you see this all over. 5 years ago, certainly they were left-leaning, right? But they could have some credibility. Jeffrey Toobin, not somebody that I cared for terrifically, but, you know, on occasion he would have analysis that would give me pause to think, well, maybe he's right about that, and you could, you know, kind of sort through it. At this point, people like Jeffrey Toobin have no credibility at all. They've traded all of that in. And it's true of journalists all over this country. And, well, and in foreign press as well. But you look at the personalities that are driven on TV that are anti-Trump, the narratives that are put out in the Washington Post and the New York Times. I mean, they went to press a few months ago with an op-ed piece claiming to be from somebody high inside the White House and the West Wing, attacking the president, talking about the 25th Amendment. And then they put an anonymous tag on it. They don't even tell you who's talking and who's writing. And you wonder if it's even real, or did the New York Times make that up? This is how far gone they are. And then they wonder, why are our ratings terrible? Why are our newspapers not selling? Well, here's why. Because you haven't any credibility. 95% of Americans have no trust in the mainstream media any further. And in fact, I was looking at some Pew research here just yesterday. And you look at the places where people get their news, okay? Newspapers plummeting. Television news plummeting. But people are getting their news from social media or internet news sites or social media sites. And yes, radio. Radio clicking back up and remaining strong. Thank you for the support in that regard. But people just don't trust the mainstream, typical, traditional news outlets anymore because their credibility has been destroyed from within. It's been destroyed from within because people can see it for what it is. If they turn it on and Andrew Cuomo is mocking the president or Don Lemon or anybody else, and then they hire people like Andy McCabe, and you go to ABC News and you get George Stephanopoulos, who is a key inside the circle figure with the Clintons for years, press secretary and part of their inner circle. Now, people know that they don't have credibility. Now, when Fox News hires Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know what you're getting. She was a press secretary. Of course, that's what she's going to say. And she will weigh in on the side of the president. But when you bring in Andy McCabe, who was fired from the FBI, who lost his pension as a result, who is now facing prosecution, what do you think he's going to say when you ask him questions about this president or this administration? I could fill in the blank. Well, they're terrible. They're wrong about this. They're dishonest. They're corrupt. The president lies. And so on and so forth. You could fill in the blanks. And it doesn't matter if you're left or right. You can see the basic rules of fairness are violated when somebody like Andy McCabe gets hired by CNN. And now it's blown up in their face. Or has it? Do they keep him anyway? Jeffrey Toobin came out and said, Andy McCabe is a CNN contributor. He's a colleague and a friend to many of us who work here. This is an extremely unusual prosecution, claims Toobin, but it's not. Andy McCabe has the right to speak to reporters. That's beyond dispute. As deputy director of the FBI, he had the right to speak to reporters. He also has an impeccable record as one of the most honored and successful FBI agents of his generation. So is Toobin saying that it's a politically motivated prosecution by the Department of Justice? Is the woman that's putting forth this prosecution, is she tainted in some way? Is that the allegation? Is that how they defend their far-left talking heads at CNN, their anti-Trump, never-Trump talking heads at CNN? Is that how they defend them now, is to parade somebody else? Well, he's a good guy. He's a friend. He's impeccable. He's unimpeachable. Yeah, well, tell that to the well, you can't tell that to the viewers because CNN really doesn't have any anymore. If the airports of this country weren't handcuffed to broadcast CNN, there'd be like three left. And that's because they can't find the remote. 52 after Friday the 13th. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.